This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. عباد الله، يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد،
All praise is due to Allah. We seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide. And whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger and His perfect worshipper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared, and do not die except in a state of Islam. And Allah says, O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul and produced from that soul its mate, and made from their combination many men and women. So fear your Lord whom you ask each other by and by the ties of kinship. Verily Allah is ever watchful over you. And Allah says, O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins.
And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger, then they are indeed victorious. To proceed. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I heard this from Rasulullah not once or not twice, not five times, not seven times, but even more than that. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the story of a man called Al-Kif from Bani Israel. And he said that this man, Al-Kif, did not leave a single sin except that he committed it, everything. Until there was a woman who was in need of money, and she came and she asked Al-Kif for it. And he offered her 60 dinars on account that she would give him access to her. And she agreed due to her need. And so when he was in a position of taking advantage of her, she wept. And he asked her why she was crying in that moment. And she said, I never did this before. And so Al-Kifl, in that moment, he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he left her and he left the money. And he said, I will never, ever sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. In that moment, he repented and he said, I'm never going to commit sins against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever again. And he died that night. And the next morning, they found written on his door, قَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِلْكِفْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven al-kifl. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated the story of repentance many times over. In this brief khutbah, I wanted to talk about at-tawbah in Ramadan. I wanted to talk about repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named Himself At-Tawwab. He named Himself the acceptor, constant acceptor of repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door of repentance and He extends His hand during the day to forgive the one who sins during the night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends His hands during the night to forgive the one who sins during the day. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes for us the greatest image of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's happiness that I have come across in the seerah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah is more happy with the tawbah of His slave. And he gives the example of a man who had been traveling in a desert. And this man had a camel, and that camel had on it all of his provision. It was his one lifeline, this camel, as he's traveling through the desert. And when he's journeying somehow along the way, he loses the camel. There's no 911. There's nobody to call. He's lost his camel. He's lost his life. And I can imagine this person going through all of the stages of grief, panic in that moment. He goes through despair. Finally, this man comes to the conclusion that he's going to die. And so he sits waiting for death. And in that moment,
where he's waiting for a certain death, all of a sudden, what does he see? He sees his camel in front of him again. And so the man, من شدة الفرح, he says, اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك. He says, oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أخطأ من شدة الفرح. He got it all messed up because of how happy he was. This is the example of happiness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what? When you and I repent and we say, I'm done.
When you and I say, I'm done with this sin. This sin, khalas. Oh Allah, accept it from me. I'm over it. I want to conquer this. I'm done with it, Ya Rab. No more. I know, it's been years. I've flirted, I've tried, I've lied. But this time, for sure, I'm dusting it off of myself and I need your help. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before that actually. The stories of repentance are so many that the scholars wrote books on Qisas al-Tawwabi, stories like Ibn Qudama, the stories of the repenters. And one of the most famous stories is the Tawbah of Malik ibn Dinar. Malik ibn Dinar, he was one of the great scholars of Islam, but before that he was your average thug. And Malik used to drink alcohol, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a baby girl, and he was incredibly attached to this baby girl. And she died. And he grieved. And he said, tonight, I am going to drink a drinking that I've never done before. I'm going to go all out tonight. And he did. And in his sleep, he saw the Day of Judgment. And he had the fire that was in front of him that he was fleeing from. And he saw a dragon that was chasing him that he was fleeing from. And he sees an old feeble man. And that old man, he runs to him and he says, can you help me? And the man says, I can't do anything for you, but keep running. And so Malik ibn Dinar keeps running. And that dragon is chasing him. Until he enters into a bastion, a castle, where he sees hundreds of children. And inside, from amongst these children, out steps his little girl. And with one hand, she repels the dragon that has been chasing him. And she recites to him a verse, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَّلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. This verse is included in the story of so many of the Sahaba and so many of the stories of the Salaf with regards to their Tawbah. Has not the time come for those who have believed that their hearts be softened to the remembrance of Allah? Isn't it enough? Khalas, like, haven't you had enough? This sin that you've been immersed in, hasn't it been long enough? Haven't you enjoyed it long enough? Haven't you been broken by it long enough? Haven't you been grieved by it long enough? Haven't you been saddened by it long enough? Has not the time come? أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And Malik ibn Dinar, he asked his girl and he said, tell me what this dragon was. She says it was your sins. He says, tell me who this old man was. She said it was your good deeds. He wasn't strong enough to help you. Your good deeds on the Day of Judgment, that it manifested in that old feeble man. It wasn't strong enough to help you. But she says, go back. And he awoke and he corrected his affairs. And he became the great scholar Malik ibn Dinar. Tawbah is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the story of Ka'b ibn Malik, the famous Tawbah of Ka'b ibn Malik, which is reported in Bukhari and Muslim, it's a long story. Ka'b ibn Malik finally repents. Allah accepts his repentance. But when the day comes, when Ka'b ibn Malik, after being boycotted for 50 days, he walks into the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him an amazing statement. He says, أَبْشِرْ بِخَيْرِ يَوْمٍ مَرَّ عَلَيْكَ مُنْذُ مَا وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ. You know, if you ask someone off the cuff and you ask them, what's the best day of your life? Some people, off the cuff, they'll say the day that I graduated. They'll say the day that I got married, the day that I had my first child. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qualifies for Ka'b ibn Malik the best day of his life. He says, rejoice or congratulations on the best day you have ever had since your mother gave birth to you. And so what that shows us is that the best day of a person's life is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their repentance. And that can be today. You know, when we attend khutbahs, sometimes the question that we ask is, do I know this information already? Have I heard the story of Al-Kifl already? Have I heard the story of Malik ibn Dilal already? Have I heard the story of Ka'b ibn Malik already? That's not the point. The point is, did I repent today? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya ayyuha an-nas tubu fa'inni atubu ila Allahi akthar min sab'een marra. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Oh people, repent to Allah. Repent. Because I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over 70 times a day. One of the habits that we learned from the Sahaba is that a person constantly be aware of their sins. Because if a person is constantly aware of their sins, then that person will constantly seek forgiveness for their sins. And if they constantly seek forgiveness for their sins, then inshallah ta'ala they will be forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٌ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. Allah says, and those who do not call upon other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't worship other than Allah, and they don't kill anybody, and they don't commit zina, and whoever does that, they will meet a penalty on the Day of Judgment. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابِ. They will have a multiplication of punishment on the Day of Judgment. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُعَانَا. And they will be there in humiliation. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ. Except those who repent. وَآمَنْ. And belief. وَحَمِلَ حَمَلًا صَالِحًا. And they do righteous deeds. What will happen to these people? That person who committed all of those major sins, Allah will forgive them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. It's unbelievable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those sins, if that person repents, Allah will transform those sins into good deeds. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tabarani reports that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, what do you think of a person who committed every sin? Every single sin the man committed. There's not a single sin that I did not commit. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, A'aslamt? He said, did you accept Islam? He said, yes. He said, then do good deeds and avoid sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will convert those sins into good deeds. Those every sins that you did, Allah will convert them into good deeds. The man said, وَغَدَرَاتِ وَفَجَرَاتِ. He said, even my treachery, my betrayal, and even my immorality, all of the things that I did. And he said, yes. And so the man continued to say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, until he left. Tawbah is an act that immediately makes the day that we do it the best day of our life. Tawbah is an act that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left open for us for whenever we choose, as long as a person is not on their deathbed. Ramadan is the month of Tawbah, and so let us commit today that we make today the best day of our life and that we repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلُوا مَا سَمِحْتُمْ مُسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah, salat salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallim thira. What are the pillars of Tawbah? Very briefly, the first is that a person stops doing whatever that sin is. They stop committing it. Number two is that they commit to not doing it again. What does commitment look like? We all know what commitment looks like. If a person says, I'm committed to being healthy, today I'm going to start a new chapter of my life, and then at iftar time you see them eating three burgers and two sodas, you're going to say to them, you're not committed. This is not real commitment. Real commitment requires action. And so if a person is committed to Tawbah, they are going to change their behavior. That might mean that they need to change their phone number. That might mean that they need to get off of social media. That might mean that they need to put themselves in a better environment. They might need to surround themselves with better people, better friends. That's what commitment looks like. That's number two. Number three is that a person feels regret. A person doesn't look back on those sins with a sense of longing or appreciation or happiness. That person realizes that those are moments that were robbed from their life from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they don't think positively about it. And number four, if the sin has to do with the right of somebody, that they return that right. Person can't steal $10,000 from somebody and say, I've repented to Allah from stealing. No, you have to return that money to that person. Those are the four pillars of Tawbah. And I want to leave you with two things. Of the greatest, if not the greatest cause of Tawbah, the greatest cause of Tawbah is the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so of the greatest causes of that tawfiq is that a person ask it from Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that when a person makes wudu, every time they make wudu, they say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, Allahumma ij'alni min al-tawwabin wa ij'alni min al-mutatahhirin. That a person says, Oh Allah, make me of those who repent and make me of those who purify themselves. Because for you to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now, you purify your outer with wudu, but the internal needs to be purified as well. And that is purified by tawbah. And so you say, Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin wa ij'alni min al-mutatahhirin. And if a person says that after they make wudu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the 8 gates of paradise are open for him. He enters from wherever he wishes. This is reported by Muslim. And so when you're making wudu, I want you to learn and to make this dua. And if you make this dua already, I want you to be cognizant of what you're saying. And number two, sometimes a person loves a sin. Sometimes even in Ramadan, a person might be making dua that Allah allows them to repent from every single sin except for one. And they don't mention that one. I'm saving that for another year, next year. So what then? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls people's hearts. And so if my heart is attached to a sin that I don't want to let go, then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change that heart. A beautiful dua that you hear imams make at times, Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuqa wal-isyan waj'alna min ar-rashidin. And this is taken from Surah Al-Hujurat. Oh Allah, make faith beloved to us. If this sin is beloved to me right now, make iman beloved to me. And beautify it in my hearts. And make me hate kufr, disbelief, wal-fusuq, and transgression, and isyat, disobedience. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to allow us to hear the speech and follow the best of it. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal wa na'udhu bika min al-nar wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعلها الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا اللهم انصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحم موتانا وموت المسلمين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وصدقاتنا وقراءتنا للقرآن صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.